All right, Chevra, over the past few weeks, we've been trying to gain Chizik and Isiris from Yimei Svira, the days of Svira Omer, these tremendous, very special days of growth, which we're almost halfway through. And this week, I thought for sure, how can we not focus on some sort of Chizik from Svira Omer, especially as we prepare as well for Parshas Emor, which within Parshas Emor is the entire mitzvah, Svartim Lechem, the whole mitzvah of Svirus Omer is found in Parshas Emor. The Pasuk tells us that we have to count Sheva Shabbosos Tamimos, 7 complete weeks. And there are many halachos, as much that we learn from those words, specifically the word Tamimos, specifically the word that it's complete. First of all, we learn that unlike Shabbos Kodesh and some other Yom Tovim, you can't make early Shavuos. There's no such thing as early Shavuos. This upcoming Shabbos Kodesh, many of us will make early Shabbos. First of all, those of us who have smaller children, it's way more convenient. It's very hard to start the Suda very late at night. L'maisa, l'halacha, it's better to make early Shabbos in the sense that you're Mekayim Mitzvot HaSefes Shabbos. Mekayim Mitzvot HaSefes Shabbos. However, when it comes to Shavuos, the Pasuk tells us that when is Shavuos? After Sheva Shabbos of Tamimos. 7 complete weeks. If you make early Shavuos, you're not completing your 7-week process of Achana for Shavuos. So you're not allowed to make early Shavuos. There's no early Shavuos. This year, that's not really so shaykh anyways, because Shavuos starts after Shabbos. But in a normal year, we couldn't even make an early Shavuos. Additionally, we learn from the fact that it says Tamimos, that it's a complete counting. To the best of your ability, you should count Sviras Omer immediately after Tzeis HaKochavim. Immediately after Tzeis HaKochavim. Immediately when it becomes nightfall, when it's the new day. Now obviously, every mitzvah we do, Zrizim Akdim LaMitzvot, you should do it as quickly as possible, but here more so because of Tamimos. It should be a complete counting. How do you count each complete day? If you count from the beginning of that day. If I wait till 3 hours into the day to count that day, I'm not counting a 24-hour period, I'm only counting a 23-hour period. If I want to count the complete day, I have to count it from the beginning of the day, from the onset of the day, immediately after Tzeis HaKochavim. So it's best to count immediately at Tzeis HaKochavim if you can. We also learn that from Tamimos. But famously, what we also learn from Tamimos are those who hold that we look at all of Sviras Omer as one unit, as one large mitzvah. And if you miss one day of Sviras Omer, you miss one day, the whole thing is batal. It's as if you didn't count at all. We know those shitos, the famous Bahag. And by the way, we're choshish for this shita, as we know. Even though there are those who argue that each day is an individual mitzvah, but we're choshish for this shita, and therefore if you miss a complete day of counting, both the night and the next day, the halacha is no longer can you count with the bracha. Why is that? Because we're choshish that it's really one large unit. You missed a day, you're no longer counting tamimos, the complete counting. So these are all halachos. These are all halachos that we learn from Tamimos in this upcoming week's parasha about Sviras Omer. But I think that last idea is more than halacha. It's a tremendous muster to each and every one of us. The Tamimos of Sviras Omer, that we have to look at Sviras Omer, that each day is crucial, and not just each day as an individual day, but as collective days. And each day builds off the one before, and there has to be a sense of retzipus. A sense of consistency, one day into the next. And if I miss a day, it destroys the grand picture of all the days and has an effect on the past and on the future in a certain sense. And as we prepare for Kabbalat HaTorah, and we prepare for acceptance of the Torah, I believe deeply, the Rabbeinu Shalom HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trying to teach us through the message of this halacha, that so too should be to our Limud HaTorah and to our Avodas Hashem. We can't say I'm gonna dive in and learn well, and specifically when it comes to Limud HaTorah, 5 days of a week and then take 2 days off. That has a very negative effect on all of our learning. There has to be retzipus, there has to be consistency. So we have yeshiva, but we don't have yeshiva perhaps on Friday, we don't have yeshiva on Shabbos, chas v'shalom, a day should go without serious Torah study, without serious learning. When we have Ben Azmanim, we just had Pesach, we're going to have another Ben Azmanim eventually coming up. Do we make sure that we're grabbing on and not a day of my life goes by without learning seriously? The consistency in my Limud HaTorah, the consistency in my Avodas Hashem, every single day counts, every single day is important, and every day builds off the previous day, and there's exponential growth. Even when there are difficulties going on in my life, even when there are other responsibilities going on in my life, even when I have finals, and I have a lot of pressure to study Limudei Chol, maybe I'm not going to be able to learn as many hours, but there should be serious Torah study every single day, whatever amount of time that is. And when I'm learning, and there's nothing else in my mind, nothing else going on for that time, whatever I can set aside. And yes, there are times in life when it has to be a little less time, but the chashivas of it and the asmada within that time should be just as serious, in a consistent manner. Not a day of my life goes on without serious Torah study. You know, these are very special days of the Heilige Tana Rabbi Akiva. We all know the tragedies of Rabbi Akiva during these days. The tragedy of losing 24,000 Talmidim. But we also must celebrate Rabbi Akiva on some level. Rabbi Akiva was the one who took 5 new Talmidim, Lag Boimer, which is why we have Torah today. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. And Rabbi Akiva, we all know, he came from nothing till the age of 40. And he went to learn Torah, and he left his wife, who was his foundation, who allowed him to go learn for 12 years. He left his wife for 12 years. And he comes back, the Gemara, to Gemara in Ksuvis, Daf Samach Beis. It's not just some fairy tale. It's a Gemara, you can look it up. It's interesting, it's Gemara in Ksuvis Samach Beis. Because the Gemara about the Talmidim Rabbi Akiva dying is in Yevamah Samach Beis. Someone could come up with some connection. Samach Beis, Gzeir Shava, I don't know. Not sure, I didn't think about that one yet. Maybe we'll come up with something. Lamaisa, he goes to learn, Rabbi Akiva learns for 12 years. And he comes back to go home and he overhears his wife telling another individual who's questioning how it's okay that she let her husband leave for so long, and he hears her say, I'd be happy if we went to learn for another 12 years. So what does Rabbi Akiva do? You all know this story from when you were young, and it's a Gemara. He turns around and goes back to learn for another 12 years, and then eventually comes back with his 24,000 Talmidim, connected to 24 years he learned. And everybody asks, and most famous that I know of is Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, and he has a beautiful piece in Sichas Musar. Rabbi Akiva, you have an amazing wife, Rachel, who allowed you to learn for 12 years, who can allow you to learn for another 12 years, sacrificing for you, gave up her whole life for you. If you know the whole story with Kala Zavua, she was a very wealthy individual, left it all to be by your side. So you're going to go back and learn, but not even to stop and say hello, not even to give her a hug, spend one day together, go out to dinner. How'd you just turn around because you overheard that? And Rav Chaim Shmulevitz teaches us a lesson which in the story is still hard to swallow, but Rabbi Akiva, we have to believe and understand, is a tzaddik on a different level than us. But the message behind it is so strong, in that Rabbi Akiva understood that if you pause in the middle, then 12 plus 12 will not equal 24. Meaning what? There's exponential growth to consistency, to tamidius. That's called retzifus. Retzifus means continuous learning. And if you learn 24 years straight with no stoppage, there's going to be an exponential growth and you'll become a Rabbi Akiva. As opposed to if you learn for 12 years, you stop, you focus on something else, even for one day, and learning for another 12 years. That's 12 plus 12. That's not 24. L'mashal, to understand this, and Reb Chaim Shmulevitz says it, a very famous mashal. I'm sure everybody here has at some point made pasta. And how do you make pasta? You have to first boil a pot of water. So you boil up a pot of water. How long does it take to boil a pot of water? 10 minutes to boil a pot of water. Imagine as follows. You go and you boil a pot of water. You boil it for 5 minutes. Then you take it off the fire for 3 minutes. Then you put it back on. You don't, now, you don't, 5 minutes is not going to do the trick. It's not going to boil. You already have 5 minutes, so usually 10 minutes it boils, but you took it off for 3 minutes. Another 5 minutes, 5 plus 5 equals 10, nisht. Doesn't work like that. Now you're going to need 8 minutes, or 9 minutes. Maybe not all 10, because it's still warm, but when you took it off, it cooled down. You don't take off from where you left off. And you need it, so too when it comes to learning. So too when it comes to learning. You think you're going to learn for 5 days and then take a break Friday and Shabbos and Sunday and get back to learning Monday. You don't leave off, you don't start again from where you left off. You've dropped. We need retzifus. We need consistency in our learning, consistency in our avodas Hashem. The Chazon Ish used to say, it's like, imagine you're planting something, so you did the zriya, you did the planting. Then you're going to pour poison on it. So obviously you're going to destroy that which you planted. So too says, you sit and learn, and then you stop learning for a day, for 2 days, that's like pouring the poison on the plant. You're destroying that which you even had. I've had this chus many years, we haven't yet this year, maybe still we will like to, although the year's coming to close, but taking my Talmidim to meet with and hear Torah from and have and ask questions to Rav Avram Shur. Rav Avram Shur was a very big tzaddik, a very special Talmid Chacham in Flatbush. And year in and year out, guys would ask the same question. And raise their hand and say, Rebbe, for many years I've been trying to learn Gemara, my Rebbeim are telling me I should learn Gemara. Part of me wants to learn Gemara, but I really just don't enjoy it. I don't connect to it. I don't enjoy learning. I don't enjoy specific Gemara, the Aramaic, there's no punctuation. Ram Shor, year in and year out, would say to the individual, say to my Talmud, tell me something. Have you ever learned 3 hours straight? Have you ever learned 3 hours straight and 3 hours no break, nothing but sitting with the Gemara and learning straight? 3 hours. He says, you learn 3 hours straight, you'll start to love it. There has to be a consistency. There has to be a retzipus. And you'll see that there's nothing like Torah. It's a chachma elokis. But when you learn for a few minutes and you stop, and you learn for a few minutes and stop, you never connect to it. You never get into it. You're somewhere else. Consistency builds in a way, it's exponential growth. 12 plus 12 doesn't equal 12, 24. But 24 straight is like 100. That's what the growth, when we're consistent, when there's a retzifus. Of Mordechai Gifter taught this to Talmidim from a businessman once. He was going around collecting money for the yeshiva. I assume it was for Tells. He was our Shiva of Tells, as many of you know. And he went once to an individual. He heard that this individual was a very wealthy individual, a very big businessman. He called up to try to make an appointment. They told him, you have to come exactly this time and he'll meet with you. He's a very busy man. And Rav Gifter was running late. He showed up maybe 10 minutes late. He goes to the secretary. The man's already on a business call. Says, so sorry, you lost your opportunity. He's very busy. So Rav Gifter says, could I just wait him until he finishes the call? I just need to ask him something. I'm not going to push him for money. I just need to ask him something. I say, okay, no problem. He walks into the office. Says, I'm no longer going to ask you money. I know I lost my opportunity. But tell me something. Tell me something. You have a beautiful house. I heard you have a gorgeous house. I heard you have a beautiful house. You have a gorgeous house. A palace. Tells him all the different things in his house. He says, tell me something else. Tell me something else. What time do you get into the office every morning? Get into the office 5 o'clock in the morning. What time do you get home at night? 11 o'clock at night. 5 o'clock in the morning, 11 o'clock at night. He says to the man, you have such a beautiful house. You work so hard for this house. What good is it? You're never in the house. You're only here working. And the man says back, my family, my children, my wife is able to enjoy the house. Okay, seemingly Rav Gifter maybe was trying to give him a little muster about chashivas, what's important in life, to balance our priorities a little bit. Okay, maybe. The man, Rav Gifter turns to leave. That was it. And the man says to Rav Gifter, I want you to know, if you're going to be successful in anything in life, it takes every moment, every day hard work. That's what he said to him. Rav Gifter walked out. He was with his gabbai, some individual with him. He says, for the first time, I understand the bracha we say every morning. Every morning we say a bracha of learning Torah. Lasok b'divrei Torah. Lasok, literally, is to deal with Torah. But it's not a little more Torah. Lasok. Lasok is also an asek, your business, your profession. He says, Torah learning, just like we hear from this professional, what his profession is to him. It's non-stop, every moment. That has to be our Torah learning. With Ritzipus, as much as we can, every moment, consistently, with all of our effort, with all of our hard work, we have to have consistency, tamimus, as we learn from Sefiras Omer. Not a day could go by where I'm not connected. Not only that, when you start to take vacation, when you take a day off, when you don't put your all in one particular day, who knows if you're even going to get back to it, what's going to be? In fact, there's in the same Gemara in Ksuvah Staf Tanav Beis, earlier in the Gemara, there's a story of Rabbi Hananya ben Chachinai, who goes to the wedding party of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. Everything's connected. Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, everything's connected. And then he's ready to leave. And Rabbi Shimon, he's ready to leave to go where? To go back to learn. You're supposed to stop learning to go to a chasana. That's the Gemara in Megillah. That you're supposed to stop learning to go to a chasana. Be mesameach chasana v'kala. But now he's ready to go back to the Beis Medrash. He's ready to go back. Rabbi Chanan is ready to go back to the Beis Medrash. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, imagine the Tana Rabbi Shimon, who brought us all of Zohar. He was a walking malach. He says to Rabbi Hananya, wait, I'll go together with you back to the Beis Medrash. But he would have to wait, seemingly, the Firashi, a few days, till Sheva Brachos were over. He says, wait, Achikolu Yimei Chupasi, till then. Wait, and I'll go back with you to the Beis Medrash. And Rabbi Hananya doesn't wait. He goes back without Rabbi Shimon. He had the opportunity. Gestama, the whole time they'd be traveling, they'd be learning. And be learning Mamish Torah Snister, and who knows what they'd be learning. The opportunity to travel together with Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. And Gestama, even while he waited, you'd be learning on some level till he's ready. He says, no, I can't wait. I can't wait because this is sakana, it's danger. Who knows what will be? Who knows what will come up? Who knows what's going to happen? There's no time for breaks. There's no time, obviously. Don't get me wrong, we have to be normal. A person needs a break, needs time to relax, needs time to chill out a little, needs time to eat, needs time to socialize, needs time. That's different. But if it's not needed, then there's no place for a break, because who knows when you're going to get back from the break to doing what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be doing. And even when there's no time for the learning, we have to make time for the learning, because there has to be ritzipus. There has to be consistent learning every single day that will have exponential, unbelievable growth. Where did Rabbi Akiva become a Rabbi Akiva? Where did Rabbi Akiva become a Rabbi Akiva? What brought him to start learning and go back to Torah Mitzvah? So we all know the famous story. This is also not a story. It's in the Avos Rav Nosson. Avos Rav Nosson. I'll read it from you in Perek Vav. It says as follows. Ma hayitchilas al Rabbi Akiva. What was the beginning of Rabbi Akiva? What was the meaning? Who the Gemara says the Torah should have or could have, I don't remember the exact lashon. The Torah could have been given by Rabbi, brought down by Rabbi Akiva. What was his beginning? Amru ben Arbam Shana Yevlo Shana Klum. He was 40 years old and he knew nothing. Pamacha say Omid al Piaber. One time he was standing by the well, Amr Michakak Evanze Zu, and he said he saw a stone. You all know this, right? A stone with a hole etched in it. And he asked, who put this hole in the stone? Amru, lo ha-mayim shetadu noiflu la-bechol yom. Was it not the water? They said back, was it not the water that fell in it every single day? Meaning he realized, he looked at this stone, and he realized there's a hole in the stone. He saw the makom, the place where the hole was. And he recognized, and they told it was water dripping day in and day out. As we all know, you all know the famous story, right? And the water was dripping day in and day out. So he made a kal v'chomer. Mayad ha'yer b'kiva don kal v'chomer. He made a kal v'chomer. Ba'atzmo himself. Marach pasul as akosha. Soft water. has the ability to go and pierce through something very hard like a stone, divrei Torah shekasha kabarzel, Torah which is hard as what? Hard as barzel, hard as iron. Alachas kam v'kamish v'choykles libi shubasar v'dam. It's going to cause a hole in my heart, have an effect on my heart, which is basar v'dam, which is flesh. Miyad chazar lilmod Torah. Immediately he chazar lilmod Torah. He went back to learn Torah. I'm not going to read you the end, but you all know he went and learned the Aleph Beis in a very young classroom, and eventually he becomes Rabbi Akiva. You all know the story, but I read it to you from Elvis Rav Nassan, because Rabbi Yisrael Salanter asks, what's Pshat Miyad Chazar Lilmot Torah? He went back to learn Torah. Wait a minute. We all thought Rabbi Akiva is Rabbi Akiva. He never learned the word till he's 40. And now he got this inspiration from the water on the rock. Why is the Lashon Chazar? Chazar means to go back, as if I was there already. Comes Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter says that at MS, Rabbi Akiva grew up, and at a very young age, he went to yeshiva. He learned a little bit. But like most of us at young ages, and maybe some of us still now, he said to himself, I'm not becoming anything. I don't see so much growth. I don't see the peros. I don't feel so accomplished. So he was eventually, at some point, misyayesh. He gave up. He walked away. I don't see my success. He walked away. And he stopped learning. Until that day when he was 40. Until that day when he was 40 and he learned the lesson of his life. And he saw every single day what effect a drop of water has on a rock. And he realized, he cheshbened, wait a minute, that means even though it wasn't seen at first, every drop even has an effect. Maybe it's minimal, maybe it's small, but every drop has an effect. And then those drops add up to have an unbelievable effect. So too, if I keep at it, I push at it, and I go day in and day out. Each day is an accomplishment, I just didn't realize it, and the exponential growth of accomplishment will be unbelievable, and he becomes a Rabbi Akiva. That only comes with Tzipus. That only comes with daily, every single day, learning and growing and working on myself, recognizing the chashivas of every individual day, because realizing in retrospect, every day does have an effect. We only see it if there's consistency, and I'm doing it day in, day out. Eventually I'll feel it and see it as well. And that's perhaps as well the halakha lesson of Tmimus. The halakha lesson of completion in my Sviras Oimer, in my Hachana for Kabbalah Zatara. I was writing this up and thinking about this last night, and the Rebbeinu Shel sent me a very special matana. If you take the gematria of Ritzipus is that consistency, daily Avodas Hashem, it's gematria 786, exactly gematria Shlemus, completion. If you want to be complete, you want to have completion in Tzvirus HaOmer, you want to have completion within yourself, be a complete person, it only comes from Ritzipus. Every single day, that Eved Hashem, the Talmud Torah, and that Tzchus will be Zoyche, to walk into Kabbalah Torah, really fit to receive a Torah, to connect the Torah, and be one with Hashem every single moment. A hail good day, everyone.